میری دعا کون کریں گے؟ آپ یا مولوی ہارون؟ آپ اور یا مولوی ہارون دعا کریں گے. آپ لوگ فیصلہ کر لیں. ریاض تمہارے دوست آوے نا؟ اچھا اچھا جی. And with illallah and putting the right things in my heart. You vacuuming, washing your heart 100 times, how can it become pure? It must become pure. And 100 times, Allah. After the first Allah, say Jalla Jalaluhu, or any words of Allah's greatness. And with this in mind that Allah, I love you. Allah, I need you. Allah, you come in my heart. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه. الله جل جلاله and the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'ah nasuha. Grant my mouth on imani kamil, on kalima'i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim walad.
There is a wall for him. There is difficulties for him in this world. So Allah give us the tawfiq to be in his remembrance all the time, inshaAllah. پھر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر بدون حکم خدا سائن صدا. پھر کیسے پاتا رہا؟ دس اگزیکٹلی اللہ بھی ذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب. یہ تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی چیز ہے. اللہ جب سے تمہیں اللہ تعالیٰ وانس کو, یہ میری آپ کی چیز نہیں ہے. کمز فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. اور پھر فرماتے ہیں کہ ابسٹین, دس واز حضرت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ مشن, ابسٹین فرام سنز, ابسٹین فرام گناز, abstain from wrong, from haram. Hazrat Wala, I heard Hazrat Wala saying, make courts to legalize this wrong thing, this haram thing, gays and the sodomy and all these things. Like, look at what. And it is not only in our kitabs, in the previous books also, in the Torah, Injil, also these things are mentioned. بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر دتھر نہ برساتا. وہ امترز at the end, towards the end, that, you know, I get tired of telling you again the same thing. Stay away from wrong. Don't see wrong. Don't do wrong. Don't think wrong. Don't do haram. I get tired. I want to stop telling you these things, but I can't stop. میں کیا, مگر میں کیا کروں, چپ بھی نہیں کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے سے پا جاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا. بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پا, عاشق ہوا پاگل, گناہوں سے سکو پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا. گناہوں سے سکون پاتا ہمیں میرا قدم رکھنا. حضرت والا says in this one, this portion I forgot to mention to you, that it is only through Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq that you and I are here in this line. Only through Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. ये हम कोई बजोरे बाजू नहीं है. इट्स नॉट बिकॉज क्या करूं चुप भी नहीं मुझसे रहा जाता. मैं थक जाता हूं अपनी दास्ताने दर्द से अख्तर. मगर मैं क्या करूं चुप.
ही टीचेस द फाइनल किताब्स बुखारी शरीफ इन दारुल उलूम इस्पिंगो. For many, many years, he has been teaching the Hadith Kitabs in the Madrasa. So, inshallah, we will take benefit from him.
Respected students and brothers, Alhamdulillah, it is only due to the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sitting here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in this Islahi Jalsa. Nahi mumkin tha uske raah mein qadam rakhna, like Qari sahab. He was known as the Qutb al-Aqtab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him to great heights. Just the Fazail al-A'mal itself is the open dalil of his of his great acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sati was telling me on the way that his kitab is accepted. Perhaps it is read at every moment. It is a very, I don't know how to express it, a chilling incident, moving incident, an incident full of lesson, an incident full of ibrat, an incident that makes us think, a heart-splitting incident, a hair-raising incident. You can think of the words yourself, and you hear the incident, you'll understand what the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi means by this incident. Shibli Rahmatullah, Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi. We know the caliber of these people. They were with Shaykh Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi and they undertook this journey. And thousands of murids of Hazrat were also accompanying him and they were going. Allama Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions that we had come to a position for 3 days and three nights, not eating, not drinking and not speaking with anyone. On one hand, it's the great status of the Shaykh. On the other hand, when we find immediately in a split second, this situation takes place, we can imagine what had been going into the hearts of the murideen that were there. Thousands of murids see their respected Shaykh in this is world renowned. You have world renowned and you have more than 12,000 murids that are with you with the wasta of the Quran, the tufail of the Quran. Do not disgrace us in this manner. Do not disgrace us in this manner. Shaykh turns towards him and tells him that this is our taqdeer. This is our nasid, mayor of our nasid. The murids of Shaykh, he says it had such a devastating effect upon them that some of them had passed away there and then. Can you imagine the grief and the sorrow? On one hand, can you imagine Shaykh's condition before this had happened? How elevated, how accepted, how renowned, and how effective was his position? And on the other hand, he said they were informed by some people that your Shaykh, Allah forbid, your Shaykh is now grazing some pigs and swines. This shattered them even more. That shocked them and shattered them. And they began to say, how did this happen? How did this occur? He said he had proposed for the girl that he had seen. And he proposed to the Rahmatullah. He says, I addressed the Shaykh and said, oh my Shaykh, you were a person of knowledge. You had the knowledge of tafsir and ilm of hadith. What has happened to you? Oh Allah, I did not expect to be disgraced and humiliated in this way. And he thereafter he begins to cry and he begins to weep. And thereafter he tells Allama Shibli to take a lesson from others. Take a lesson from others. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces, nobody can give him honor. And Allah ta'ala does whatever he wishes. Nobody can honor a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces. And another gone, barely gone, a distance of 3 days, when we saw our Shaykh emerging from a river after taking a ghusl and bath and reading the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He says, only those people know the extent of our happiness and joy that knew the extent of our grief. Those people that knew the extent, sense of superiority had come into my mind. And barai had come into my heart. That we are muwahids and mu'mineen. We are people that declare the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are believers. And look at these people. Look at these people here, kambakht log, ahmat log. This wretched and deprived people, people who have no understanding. A worshipper cannot say that I am guaranteed. I can save myself. It's only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you get saved. So this is how sensitive this part is. That imagine 12,000 murids. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, Allama Shibli rahmatullah alayhi. But what happens in the split second? Some devices mention 7 lakh years. 700,000 years in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and kibar and pride, expresses his pride, he becomes rajim ila yawmiddin, condemned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of judgment. This is that atom bomb that our Shaykh speaks about, the atom bomb of the essence of the sicknesses that keep a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are just two. One is ja and one is ba. Ja is seeking position and status and pride and expressing, looking for our greatness and acceptance in the eyes of people, and one is ba, the carnal desires. Mu'tamir Rahmatullah also mentions that it is kibr, and all the other sicknesses come out of kibr. The mashayikh, right, despite all his hajj and umrah, besides all his ibadat, still he won't enter paradise. Till he goes into the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Just because of one iota of pride, just because of one iota of pride, this will be his condition. This will be his halat. So he says, shaitan doesn't stop a person from his salat and zakat, etc. He tells him to carry on.